Your son, the father, died, and the orphan Stam didn't appoint this person. Stam, the balabas by himself, takes over. Or else before the father died, he appointed someone to take care of his kids. The halacha is chayiv liyasa person. When the father dies, this person has the chiyuv to take care of the kids, and the fruits that grow, he has to take off trumas and maisis from it first. But apetropis sheminu avi yisaimin, let's say like Bezdin appoints him, then yishava. Then he has to swear. Now, apetropis sheminu avi yisaimin, if the father appointed an apetropis to take care of his son, yishava minayu. When the apetropis gets finished doing his job, and as the kids grow up and take over themselves, the apetropis, the guardian here, has to swear to the kids he didn't take anything from them. But Bezdin, let's say the father did not appoint an apetropis, just Bezdin appointed an apetropis for them, then the locher is lo yeshova. Then later on we do not make the apetropis swear to them that they didn't take anything. Just the opposite. When Bezdin appoints you, you do have to swear. When the father appoints you, then you don't have to swear. But I call upon him, it says the apetropos could take off the trumas and maisis for the kids. So Gemara's kasha for minu, why? Atem v'leshutzum, atem v'leharisim, atem v'leapetropin. Halacha is an apetropos cannot take off truma for the yisayimim. For the atar meshen eshaloi. Stop here. You're holding the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph on top. The Mishnah says Yisaymin Shesom Chuetz Balabais. Yisaymin, there was Stam living by a person, an orphans that they were staying by somebody's house. So the person automatically has a loch like an apotropos, like a guardian, and he has rights to do certain things. We'll soon see. Oy Sheminu Lehen Avian. A second way is that the father could appoint this person to be an apotropos. So there's two ways, either by the Messias, the orphans are living by you, or else the father, before he died, appointed you to be the apotropos. So halacha is chayiv liyasa parasayim. Before the apotropos gives them teeth, he has the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisis. He has to feed them peiros that are kosher-like. And the Gemara will talk about how does he have a right to do it. The chori is not a shliach, how does he have a right to do it? Apotropos sheminu av yisayimim. What's going to be of an apotropis that the father appointed? So locher is yeshova. Locher is a new takana that when the kids grow older and then these guardians don't take care anymore, so when they give up their guardianship, like, they have to swear to the orphans that throughout all the years they did not take any of their money, they do not owe them any money. Even if the orphans don't ask them to swear, that's a new takana they have to swear. But binu bezdin, let's say if Bezdin appointed this apotropis, then the lachar is lo yeshava. Then the lachar is he doesn't have to swear. We'll soon see why. Avishol says chilat advarim, just the opposite. If the father appoints an apotropis, then he does not have to swear. But when Bezdin appoints you an apotropis, then you do have to swear. We'll see in the Gemara what the svaras are. The Gemara says like this. So we're starting out, the Mishnah says the apotropis, when he feeds the yisayimim, if he gives them fruits or vegetables that ever grew in Eretz Yisrael, he has to take off the trumas and maisis first. So where's the question? How could he do it? Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, the post, it says, Atem. We dashin by truma, it says, Atem, and we dashin for loy shutfim. And not shutfim. Rashi says that if you have two partners only in the field, one partner cannot take off trumas and maisis, and the other partnership's a portion. And Atem Yosa Dashin Vloya Risen. And Norris means if you're a worker on the fields, that you get a portion of the profit, so what? You still don't own the field, and you have no right to take off the maestris for the owner. And with Dashin is saying with Atem Vloya Apotropin, that an apotropis, if you're only appointed to be a guardian over the assignment, you're not an owner, you don't have a right to take off Trumas and maestris for the assignment. So it's not like our Mishnah. And also with Dashin Vloy Haterim Eshen Eshaloy. This is the reason for these last halachas, that you have no right to take off truma on somebody else's fruits. If you don't own it, you can't do it. Unless the owner appoints you a feirish to be a shliach. There is a pasha of shlichus. If I appoint you a shliach, then you can do it. But if you're not appointed to be a shliach, you can't take off truma on somebody else's fruits.
So
the question is, and how could the apotropos do it? So Gemara says, Amrav Chizal Akasha, Kan lihachil, kan lo niach. Hateya, that our Mishnah says the apotropos has a right to do it, it's only when he goes to feed them. Like he has to feed them. So the Shem speak out, it's a svara then of Hefka, Beth, and Hefka. That Bezdin has a right like to take away the Paris out of the Yisayim's possession and puts it into the apotropos. Therefore, the apotropos like owns the fruits, that's where he could take off the Trumas and Isis. So it's a special alochum of a takon of Hefka, Bezdin, Hefka, that when the apotropin go to feed the Yisayim, then they have a right to take off the Trumas and Isis. But Kan Loniach, that's what we dash in the postik, the apotropos cannot do it, that's when they're not going to feed them right now. They're still going to store it away. Rashi says that the lanich means that two of yes, they want to put it away in the storehouse. And she got the two of the kids will grow up. So then lomali yisuri. So what do you have to do it for? Let them do it when they grow up. So therefore there's no takon of hefke bez and hefke then, and then the lachri is that the patrophos cannot do it for them. But the more of a tanya we learned, this is like a proof. Hapatrupin, Tormin, or Meister, and Lahachim. That this Hapatrupus, the guardian, he has a right to take off Trumas and Meisters when he's going to feed the Yisayimim. But for Loy Loniach, not if he wants to stop store it away, then he has no right to make the Trumas and Meisters for them. Now, Omoichrim Lahem Behema Avodim Ushvachis. The Hapatrupus has a right to sell, to have money to feed the Yisayimim. He has a right to sell their animals, their Avodim, their Shvachis. Batim, Sodas, Akromim. They inherited houses, they inherited Sodas, fields, Akromim, is Lahachil. They have a right to sell them in order to give them what to eat. They have a right to eat. In order to have money on hand. Again, they can't sell it just to store the money. Because again, like Rashi says, Shem Yignavo, we have to be afraid. Maybe the money will be stolen in between. Or else, Tamat Aswar, Yinami Rashi's Mishum Shvach Vesavim. And always a svara, a person always wants what he got from his father's house. Yeah. So therefore, you're allowed to sell these things only if the Yisayimim need it now, the money to eat with. But not laniach. You're allowed to sell to them also, like buy for them, in other words, fruits and wine, oil and flour to feed them. Again, you can't buy for them, stamp to store it away. The same thing, maybe you'll be lost. For Yosin Lahem Lulav, you have a right to apotropin, like to take their money and buy them a lulav. For Yarova, buy them Arovis. For Sukkah, for Tzitzis. For Cholgal, the Sheish, like Kitzvah. Anything that has an exact amount of Kitzvah. Lesuya comes to include Shofar. Comes to include the Shofar also. At the interesting, they have a right to buy for the Yisayim a Shofar. Well, then the Shofar for a moment. So they have a right to buy them a shofar. They need a shofar. In case in their shul, there's no shofar. They need a shofar. They're away someplace. There's no place near there. So you have a right to buy them a shofar. The loichim hem, you could also buy for them sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. They need tefillin, they need a mezuzah, they need a sefer Torah to learn from. You have a right to buy it for them. That's what they need. You have a right. There's all the best and gives you a right like to do these things. For chol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, anything that has an exact amount of money, exact amount, how much you have to spend, you're allowed to. So Mara says, Lasuya wasn't come to include Megillah, that you have a right also to buy him a Megillah. It's not the same thing, he doesn't have a Megillah, nobody has a Megillah there, so you have a right to spend the money to buy him a Megillah. So you ain't place gonna land stucker, but you can give for them stucker. So Rashi says, because ain't la kitzvah, not an exact amount. So the whole shaita kaimaniyim, there are always poor people there. Nimso nechsayim kolam. Come out that the property will be kolam. So therefore, that's called emla kitzvah. You can't spend the money. You can't give stocker for them. V'yein poiden aleim es hashvuyin. Same thing, if people come to collect money to redeem captured people, you can't take the money from the assignment. It's also the same emla kitzvah. For loy kol davar shem la kitzvah, not for any type of money they're collecting, any type of a sum that's not kitzvah, doesn't have the exact amount. Lasui wasn't come to include tanchumi avelim to pay the money to be Menachem Oval. So I'm not sure exactly what money you pay for Menachem Oval. Either it means for the food they need then, or else some people say that the pshat is that the Amol used to hire people to sit by the Oval to be Menachemim. If you have the times and nobody went to Menachem Obelim, they used to hire people to sit there. So to collect money for this, you don't take money from the assignment. V'yein apetropin rishoyin lodon l'choy. An apetropis, if there's a din Torah, let's say the Yoshim, the assignment, Yashin something, has something, and people now want to take them to din Torah to take it away from them. So there has to be somebody there on that side. The apetropis cannot be for them. He can't be within Torah l'choy, because maybe they'll come out to be a choy, he can't be a choy for them. He doesn't have a right, it will come out bad. V'lizchos v'nichse assignment. And also he can't do it in Torah either to be mazak, even for that good. So Gemara asks, why not? Like if he's going to win the case, so why can't he do it? So Gemara says, Ella means like this, L'choiv al-manas l'schoiz b'niski yisayim. That even though the apotropos thinks he's going to win the case, but Mashmah, if he loses the case, nothing doing then. He has no right to be an apotropos to go to din Torah for them. The Rosh says, Ein hachli el-hachakamah. And Rishoyin Lodon L'choiv al-manas l'schoiz. Im dinoi, im donu kadeh liskos, neschaivoi, and the assignment of Sodom. Like even if he went to a din Torah, he thought he was going to win. But it came out that the paskin not like him, the assignment was supposed to lose, and no good. Because then he has no right to take the case like to the din Torah, you have to wait till the assignment themselves grow up. V'yeinah petropin rishoyim limcha barachoik v'ligo b'karev. If you don't have a right, let's say inherited a property that lives that's far away, so you would think it's not so good to have property far away, you want to sell that property and buy property closer. That you can't do. Or else, Baroah v'ligo b'yofa. Even if the Yisraelim have their property, and you want to sell it, I'm not to get them good property, also you can't do it. My time, or why not? Because the Dilma mishtatfim. We're afraid maybe the property will be ruined, maybe a plague will come upon it. Even though true, it's closer and it's better, but you can never tell which property will be Mekayim, which property will stay for you. The Apotropos have no right to sell the fields, and to buy slaves for the Yisrael. They have no right to sell the property or to buy slaves. The opposite way, yes. They can sell their slaves on Manasseh property. That's a good thing. That's a Dovah Mekayim to have the property. That also no. You should not go and sell their slaves in order to be able to buy for their property. My time, why not? Maybe the property won't stay with them. Maybe you buy property and before you know it, people come and argue, it doesn't belong to you, it's ours, they may be taken away from our pidin. So therefore you have no right to play around with their money, even to sell their slaves to buy their property. You're never sure the property will stay by them. V'yein apetropim mishoyin lohitzi yavodim l'cheris. Who are then the apetropis has no right to free their slaves. So Rashi says, Nepshiti can't stand free a slave. Rashi means even in a case where the slaves want to pay their money, that they want to redeem themselves by paying their money, so the Yisrael have no loss, still, the apetropis is not the owner of the Eved, he can't let him go free. But this much they could do. The apetropin could sell their slaves to somebody else. The acherim must see nice lecheris, and this other person will let them go free. The other person comes to complete owner, he can let them go free. Rabbi and Rabbi says, I say, afu nice into the yatsmu. No, the eved Kanani himself, if somebody gave him money, amanah shein the rabbi shuzboi, so he could like free himself. He could take his money and buy himself free. The yaitzei, so he could even give the money to the apetropin. It's like you're selling it. Like, what's the difference if you sell it to somebody else, you sell it to himself? The apotropos like has a right to sell their property. So therefore, he has a right to sell it. But you have to make a klor cheshbon to make sure you have the exact right of money. Shrashi means, b'achreina means, kishyigadlu, when the yisraelim grow up, Yechashu v'imoyim, you should make a klor cheshbon to make sure, like you sold it at the right price. For Yeshav Ashla and Yeshav Yodaklum. And then you're going to have to swear to them that you didn't keep any money from that sale. So that's called Yechashu v'imoyim v'tzorach Yechashu v'imoyim v'achreino. Means after they grow up, then you have to make a klor cheshbon with them. You don't have to make the cheshbon later. We trust you, what you did. Ein oisin apotropin. Now when we point a guardian, if he can't be from a noshim, he can't point ladies, viavodim uktanim. Because poshtim, they don't do good jobs. Rashi says, noshim is not a derech for them to go out and matriach, avodim, we can't trust them, uktanim are not b'nei das. Viyemimim avi yisaymim. Let's say though the father appointed one of these three to be the guardians, then it was just be other the father could do it. Now the Gemara says, who apotropis is once a case apotropis, the Abbe Bishavisei, to Rabbi Meir. It was in a Meir's vicinity, in his, near his neighborhood. Tevi called Mazvin Ar Yisur, that the apotropis was selling the property of the assignment. The Zavin Avdi, and he was buying slaves instead. Fulay Shafki Rabbi Meir, Meir did not let him do it. Like he told him, not allowed to do that. Achvulei V'chavim, that said, he showed him in the dream, Ani Lahoris, or it should be Onu Lahoris, V'yata Livnois. You have to say what they're going to build. I mean, they want to say, we're building. We want to sell the slaves. We're selling the property to buy the slaves. We want to build up for the assignment. But Afiluach, even Soliashkach, he didn't listen to the dreams. No, the Alochra is like we learned before. An apotropos is not supposed to sell the Avodim, Amanas, to buy a karka. Omar, Rameya said, Divrei chaloim eslemalam lemeridim. We don't go after what you dream. You can have a dream today till tomorrow. That doesn't change the halacha. Hanu beitrei, there were two people, the igri busatim. The sultan chapterayin and made them argue. The chol beishimsha, every Erev Shabbos, they used to have fights. As pumfaket, a yid on Erev Shabbos, supposed to have shalom, not supposed to be any fights. When you come Shabbos, hawinya of shalom bayis, to have neiros in the house on Shabbos, there should be peace. You're not supposed to have fights on Shabbos. So Punta Sotan hopped into these two people and made them have fights on Erev Shabbos. It's time we wanted to Shabbos also. Have they convinced about it? They used to fight a lot. Is the glory of May also? So May went to try and calm the situation. Agvinut Losa Beshimsha. May stood there three Erev Shabbos. The Oved Lu Shalman until they made peace. In other words, until he got rid of the Sotan. Shemiya, and then Ramea heard the comma that he heard, that the Shotim was saying, Vei di afku Ramea lu gavro mi beisayin. Oy vei, Ramea threw me out of this house. So kids, Ramea threw the Shotim away. Right. Who apotropis and apotropis? Tevi bishrevi said to Rabbi Shurban Levi. Well, there was a guardian taking care of apotropis, came to Yisayimim, and the vicinity of the neighborhood of Rabbi Shurban Levi. Tevi called Mazvin Arya, he was selling property, Vizovin Turei. And he was buying axes, shawls with it. Loyom Lev Lemidi, Rishub Lev didn't say anything to him. He let him do it. Mashmid's good. Why? Sovulok Rav Yosi. Rishub Lev holds like Rav Yosi. Tetan Yom Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi said like this. Me Yom my whole lifetime, like Karisil Yishtisha. I never called my wife. Ulishar Rishar. I never called my shore an ox. Elo, Leishti Basi. My wife I called my house. Because she takes care of the whole house. She is the equal of the bias. Olishari Sadai, and to my ox I called my field, because the ox, he's the main one that takes care of my field. So in other words, he holds that it's worth it to sell fields in order to have avodim. The slaves, the omnis, they have to have axes. Because with the axes you work on your fields, they keep the whole field going. So it's worth it to sell the fields in order to have shvarim axes to work on the rest of the fields. Hanu Yasmidu Yisayman Devi Smicha Gabi Hisafta. They're often staying by your grandmother. An old lady, heavy lo tursa, and they had a cow. Shakles, she took it, the zavrinta, and she sold it. So what's the craven came, the commander of Nachman, and they said, like, listen, who gave the staff, who gave the lady a right to sell that these kids a cow? Omri, the cousin, the mishpacha. Omalei, so Nachman said, what can I do, this zavna, that they sold it already. Nothing I can do anymore. Amalu Yisaimim, Amalu, he said, Yisaimim, not forget, but the guy was also crammed the camera of Nachman, Amalu, my avidite, the Zavna. So it's like, so they asked him, and what happened? How come she sold it? They asked him, or does she have a right to sell it? So Nachman answered back, Amalu, it's our Mishnah, that Yisaimim, Shesom, Chuetzim, Alabai, is Tanan. So our Mishnah says, if the orphans are living by somebody, he has a lach, and I can have a drop this. And if he sells it, he sells it. It's called the chesel eschal. So since she sold already, the sale should be okay. He asked the question, oh boy, I care. But it got worth much more now. She sold it at $5, it's worth now 10. So he answered, what can I do? But it got worth more now by the person that bought it. When she sold it, that was the market, price 5. I now it got worth 10, and it's tough for me that it was sold already. So Mara says, but the Kravna said back, well, then you keep it to me, but we did not take money for it yet. Said, if so, him came, bar Idi. If so, then you could apply Rav Chanoi by Idi's halacha. Amashmuel, name of Shmuel. The Yomar Rav Chaniloi bar Idi Amashmuel. What's the halacha? That Nichsa Yisoymim, the property that belongs to orphans, Harei and Kehegdish. They have a halacha like Hegdish. What does that mean? Hulei Mitni Ela Bekaspo. That the sale does not take place until they pay the money for it. Even though by a regular person, Meshicha as a Kenyan, if they make a Meshicha, the Kainer it. But by Hegdish is a special locha, the Kenyan can only buy something off Hegdish, only with the maid. You have to be paid with out of Hegdish. So he said, Yisraim have the same locha. Like Latoivas, how Yisraim, the Rabbana Menetakana, that you don't own something, you can't buy something from the Yisraimim until you actually give them the money. So therefore here, since this Lakeach did not pay the money yet, and now that it got worse more, we say it's still called in the Rishus of the Yisraimim. And therefore, if you still want to buy it, you're going to have to pay now 10. You can't get away with 5 anymore. That's Rabbi Chinoi's halacha. So therefore, she had a right, the Kerev had a right to get the higher price. Mora says, Chamre de Rav Noi Ukva Yasmi. The wine of Rav Nukva, it was a Yosem. Mashchu, he sold it, and the people made a Mashicha, they moved it. The Arabar Bo, for $4 a barrel. The Yikra, that later got worth much more, got worth $8. The Kom Beshisa got worth $6 now. Kom Beshisa Shisa, each barrel was worth $6. So he didn't know what to do now. Was the sale Chalo? Can he still get his more? Can he get the $6? Osla Kaim with Rav Nachman. Omelo, Hainu, the Rav Chinoloi, Baridi. That's the look we just said. The Yom Rav Chinoloi, Baridi, Yom HaShmuel. Nichsa Yisaymin, Harei and Kehegdish. The sale only takes place when you pay money. So they did not pay the money yet, it's still Rishus HaYisaymim, and therefore if the price, the value goes up, it's worth 6 now, and the person still wants to buy it, he has to take a pay, the 6. That's the halacha. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be like this? Moshach Peri Miyasmei. Let's say somebody made a Mashiach buys the fruits off the Yisaymim. Not that, Moshach Peri Miyasmei. People bought Peris off Yisaymim. And the Iker got worth more. So, Haynu the Rav Chinoloi Baridi. That's his halacha. That since it got worth more, we say if the people did not give the money yet, so then it got worth more still by the Yisraelim, you have to pay him more. What's going to be Zul? Let's say like this. You made up a price, you're buying the Yisraelim's prayers for $5 a bushel. And you made a Mashiach, you took it, you pushed it into your Rishus, but you didn't pay money. Then Zoil. Then the price went down. It's not worth 5, it's only worth 3. So luckily you only want to pay 3 now. That we say no. Lekula we say, lo yeh koyach hegdish chama mehegdish. The koyach of hegdish cannot be more stronger than hegdish means that Rabbanan only made the takana for the toivos of the assignment. When it comes out they're going to have a loss of this, then we'll leave it on the regular locha. That since these people made a Mashicha, moved it from the Yisraelim, Havad the Mashicha is Kaino, and you have a Chiyuv to pay 5, you can't get away with 3. What's going to be Yamshicha Lu Peiru Liyasmi? Now it's the other way. Not that we're selling things that belong to the Yisraelim, but we're buying things for the Yisraelim. What's going to be the Apotropos now wants to buy something for the Yisraelim. And he made a Mashicha. I'm Shichulu Periliasmi. They made a Mashicha to buy it for the assignment. And then a Yakir. Then it got worth more. So what's the halacha now? Do they have to pay more money or not? Do we say a Yakir? No. The assignment does not have to pay more money. Even though they didn't pay the money yet. But as long as they made the Mashicha, the Svari is, Lo ye kayached yichamim hegdish. The kayached yichamim can be more strict than hegdish means that Avad, they still have the halacha, that Mashicha is kaina. So since they made the Mashicha, that kainer it, they only have to pay that price. What's going to be the zul? Let's say now it got worth less though. You made up the Yisraelim, made a Mashicha, and they agreed to pay 5. And now it's only worth 3, so they still have to pay 5 or only 3. So Sobri thought to say that now Lakula, L'Toivas HaYisraelim, Sobri Minei Haino, the Rav Chinoloi Baridi. This should be Rav Chinoloi's halacha. That we said before, that it has halacha like Hegdish Lakula, that the Kenyan does not take place until they pay money. So since the Yisraelim did not pay money yet, he doesn't own it. So he has a right to say, nothing doing, I'm not going to pay you 5. If you want, I'll pay you 3. I'll buy someplace else for 3. That's what we thought to say. But Omalei Rav Shishi Breda Ravidi. Rav Shishi Breda Ravidi said back like this. Horohi Lidetu. No, this is bad for the Yisayimim. There's not a good takana for the Yisayimim. It's better off leaving it that he was kind of it already. Why? There's in him sometimes the Mitztach Leperi. Sometimes it's going to come out that the Yisayimim, they're going to need fruits. They're going to really have to go down to the market to buy fruits to eat with. And Veleka Diyoyvelu Adiyoyzuzi. Nobody's going to trust them like let them stand be kind of take it home until they pay money. Because they know sometimes your Mashiach is not a Kenyan. You're telling me now when the price goes down, you want to tell me them, you're saying I have a right to say, nothing doing, I'm not paying it and take it back and else let me get the cheaper price. So people are going to be afraid to sell fruits to the Yisayimim until they really see the money. Therefore, it's not kedai to do this for the Yisayimim. Therefore, we leave it that since the Yisayimim made the Mashiach, they're kind of it, and they have to pay the $5. Even though later on, before they gave the money, it's only worth $3. So what? This is L'Tavah HaYisayimim to say that when they made the Mashiach to buy Teres of somebody else, they have to stick to their words as if they were kind of it B'Shas Mashiach. Right. What's going to be Yoyva Yisayimi Zuzia Peri? Again, Yisayimim want to buy fruits, and they gave the money now. They paid money. They didn't make a Mashiach yet. They only paid money. Zoyl, what's going to be if the price goes down? So then, do they have to pay the higher price still? Or can they say, listen, I didn't make a Mashiach yet? Then we say, yes, that they could say. Lo yei koyachamim in a hegdish, and therefore, since they're not koinerit yet, by a hegdit we say, Moyes is not koiner, you have to make a Mashiach, therefore they have a right to go back. What about the opposite way? Eiker, it got worse more. So now that it got worse more, l'chura, since the Yisraelim did not make a Mashiach yet, the owner of the Paris has a right to say, listen, it's not yours yet, so why don't you pay me the more money? So the first they thought to say no, but so they thought to say, Minayahainu the Reb Chinloi Baridi. We should apply Reb Chinloi's halachia to say that the Yisraelim have a halacha like Hegdish. So since the Yisraelim paid the money here, even though they did not make a Mashiach, they thought to say, let's consider as if they're really kind already. And therefore they don't have to pay the higher money. Amlu Rashisha Bred Ravidi again, no. This is a bad thing for the Yisraelim if you're going to say this. If you're going to say the fact they paid money, so it's going to be considered now as if they really own it already, even before they make the Mashiach, it's going to come out bad for them. Why? The Yosel Meimelu.